Hey everyone, welcome back to Overthinking Detox. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, here to help you untangle that mental knot and find some peace in this crazy world. Now, I know what you're thinking, self-care. Sounds fluffy, right? Like a bubble bath and a face mask while sipping on a fancy latte. And while those things are amazing, true self-care goes way deeper than that. It's about building sustainable habits that nourish your mind, body, and soul so you can actually handle the stress this life throws at you. Because let's be real, we live in a world that glorifies being busy, constantly plugged in, and pushing ourselves to the limit. And honestly, it's exhausting. That constant pressure cooker feeling, the never-ending to-do list, those looming deadlines, it all adds up. You know that feeling when you just feel drained? Like your battery is on empty and you can barely function. That's burnout, my friends, and it's a real thing. So today, we're diving into the crucial topic of managing stress and preventing burnout through self-care. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you reclaim your energy and find some much-needed peace. 1. Listen to your body. This is non-negotiable. Your body is constantly sending you signals: fatigue, headaches, muscle tension, digestive issues. These aren't just random annoyances, they're your body's way of saying, hey, I need a break. Ever noticed how ignoring that gut feeling often leads to bigger problems down the road? You gotta pay attention to those whispers, my friend. Treat them like important emails from your body. 2. Prioritize sleep. Sleep is not a luxury, it's a necessity. Think of it like recharging your phone. You can't expect to function properly if your battery is drained. Aim for 7 minutes, 8 hours of quality sleep each night. That means establishing a relaxing bedtime routine, dimming the lights an hour before bed, and putting away those screens. Trust me, your brain and your whole body will thank you. 3. Move your body. Exercise isn't just about sculpting a six-pack or looking good in a swimsuit. It's about releasing endorphins, which are natural mood boosters and stress relievers. Find something you genuinely enjoy: dancing, walking, hiking, swimming, whatever gets your heart pumping. Even 30 minutes of moderate activity can make a world of difference. 4. Nourish yourself. What you put into your body directly affects how you feel, both physically and mentally. Ditch the processed junk and focus on whole and processed foods, fruits, vegetables, lean proteins, whole grains. Think of it like fueling your internal engine with high-quality gas. You wouldn't put cheap fuel in a fancy car, would you? 5. Practice mindfulness. This doesn't mean becoming a Zen master overnight, though that's awesome if it happens. It simply means being present in the moment and paying attention to your thoughts, feelings, and sensations without judgment. Try incorporating short meditation sessions into your day, or even just taking a few minutes to focus on your breath and appreciate the little things. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're standing at the edge of a bustling city park. The air is buzzing with activity, kids laughing, dogs playing fetch, people chatting over coffee. The sun is shining, birds are chirping, and there's the sense of vibrant energy all around. But then you feel that familiar tightness in your chest, the racing thoughts, the overwhelming urge to check your phone every 2 seconds. You start feeling disconnected from the beauty around you, lost in your own internal whirlwind. That's burnout creeping in, trying to steal your joy and peace. But remember, you have the power to choose a different path. You can step away from the chaos, take a deep breath, and consciously bring yourself back to the present moment. Feel the warm sun on your skin, listen to the melody of birdsong, and savor the taste of your coffee. That's self-care in action, reclaiming your power and choosing joy amidst the noise. So, what are you waiting for? Start making small changes today that align with these key takeaways. Prioritize those essential needs, listen to your body signals, and remember, self-care isn't selfish, it's an act of love for yourself. Want to share your own self-care tips or struggles? Head over to our Instagram page at Overthinking Detox and let's keep the conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast so you never miss an episode packed with wisdom, humor, and a whole lot of love. Until next time, keep detoxing those thoughts and embracing your inner peace.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.